This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
From the Dave Ramsey Show, one of the Ramsey personalities, Jade Warshaw, spent 15 years touring to 92 countries as a singer. That in itself is quite a feat, but then she got into the world of financial advice. We'll have to talk about your music career at another point, but Jade's with us this morning to talk about helping parents provide financial guidance as their kids head off to college or into the workforce or maybe both. Jade, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Good to meet you.
You know, you do a really great job of helping people think through the situation they're in on the Dave Ramsey Show and getting them to make progress forward, to get to the next level. You had a great story the other night. There was somebody you were helping. I actually drove around my neighborhood for an extra 5 minutes just to hear the rest of the story and see how the rest of it panned out. The only thing I did wrong there was my wife's dinner was getting colder in the car while I did that. So I wouldn't recommend that, but that's a whole nother topic for itself. So we've got graduation around here coming up in a couple of weeks. I know it varies around the country. And for a lot of young people heading to adulthood, how do you get them going in the right direction? And I know if you're not starting until they're 17, maybe you're a little late, but how do people take the step forward to helping their kids, their grandparents, their grandkids be financially astute?
Yeah, well, there's really two ways you can look at that, right? You can look at it from the student side or you can look at it from the adult perspective. And as the adults, it really is our job to keep the lines of communication open and to really educate our kids early and often about the dangers of debt, to talk about how are we going to pay for college if debt is not an option, and to really set those expectations as early as possible. And like you said, if you're waiting till you're 17, it's probably not the best, but it's not too late. You can still set your son or daughter or grandchild or niece or nephew down today and say, okay, let's talk about college. What is the plan? And really lay out what that plan needs to look like in order to avoid debt. Because if you can get out of college without debt, you are ahead of most Americans, and you really will have a financial leg up in life.
And, you know, college, the whole college landscape has changed so much. It used to be that to have a good, successful, prosperous life, you really needed a four-year institution. For a lot of careers, that's still the case. But there's so many things in the trades and others, IT-related things, et cetera, where you don't necessarily need a four-year degree, yet a lot of people get them and find themselves wallowing in debt.
Absolutely. You know, the point here is education. It's always important to continue to learn and to continue to have education, but that does not necessarily mean you have to go to a four-year college. You know, right now, Americans are in $1.77 trillion of student loan debt, okay? So we know that this is a crisis. We know it's a racket. Most Americans are paying somewhere above $500 a month for their student loans, and they're going to be in that debt for the next 20 years. That's crippling. So we have to start to tell our young, you know, young teens and those going into college that there are other routes. College may not be for you, but education is. And so let's talk about how we can do that without debt. And that might look like scholarships. That might look like working part-time. That could look like, you know, really focusing in on academics so that you can get different opportunities. I know when I was that age, my parents told me flat out, they said, listen, Jade, there's no college fund, so you better be really smart or really good at sports. And that was the expectation, and I met the expectation and got scholarships.
Well, and you know, when we talk about getting in debt, I mean, you've dug yourself out of a lot of debt.
Yeah, that's right. You know, debt is definitely a drug. And I try to tell students all the time, debt is a drug and credit cards are that gateway, right? The moment we get on campus, they're trying to help us. Hey, you need credit. Hey, you know, you get a free T-shirt if you open this credit card. And that's when a lot of us really are introduced to debt for the first time. And it's not just on college campuses. A lot of it happens in our own homes because our parents tell us, hey, you got to start building your credit score. You need to get a credit card. And so this idea of depending on debt to really be this functional piece of our financial life. It starts so early. And if we can tell students just the opposite, hey, the most important thing is paying for college in cash. The most important thing is getting on a budget, which is really just a plan for your money. And the most important thing is focus on getting a part-time job that you can keep while you're in college, because studies do show that if you work while you're in college, you will have a higher GPA. It shows that your grades are going to be better, and it shows that you're going to manage your time and your money better. That's just what the facts say.
Well, and you really, if you do have a part-time job while you're in college, you've really got to be more organized. I'll get in trouble for saying this, but my wife had seven part-time jobs.
Wow.
While she was working in a four-year college and into a master's program as well, because that's what it took to pay for it and not walk out of there with a bunch of debt.
That's right. And it's important to say that, you know, kids having skin in the game, I should say students having skin in the game, is so important. It's the difference between, you know, somebody giving you a Ferrari and you having to go out and work and pay for your own Ferrari, right? When you pay for it yourself, you make sure it's parked in the back of the lot so nobody can ding it and scratch it up. And it's the same way with that education. When you've got skin in the game, you make sure that you show up for class on time. You make sure that you're studying for the exams, because you're actually feeling the weight of the money that's being spent on your education. Because I say all the time, parents don't have to pay for education. You know, here at Ramsey, we're known for, you know, financial peace and helping people pay cash for the things they want. And, you know, college is one of those things, if you can pay for it, it's a privilege, both for the parent and for the student. But it's not a requirement, okay? So what is required is that you say, here's the expectations. Maybe you go to a community college for the first couple years to get those gen eds out of the way. Then you're choosing an in-state school, so you're paying in-state tuition, which is the cheapest tuition you're going to find. And then, yeah, you're working part-time, and getting scholarships is actually going to become the full-time job for you.
You are the author of 5 Mistakes You Can't Afford to Make in College. What are some of the things people can learn from that book?
Yeah, so number one, and I'll say them out of order, because we did talk about avoiding credit card debt. That's so important. We talked about avoiding student loan. So very important. Then we talked about the benefits of having a plan for your money, which is a budget. I always say all the time, you know, a lot of times folks think about budgets, and it kind of puts that pit in their stomach, right? They think a budget is something that's going to tell them no instead of something that's going to tell them yes. And I say, budgets don't confine your money. They define your money. They are the roadmap that's going to get you to all of your money goals. So if we can teach students to start budgeting early, that's so important. And of course, you just need an overall plan. You can't go out there and live this YOLO lifestyle, you know, thinking, oh, you know, you only live once, I'm just going to, you know, go crazy. You've got to enter college and kind of have a mantra of, you know, the mistakes I make today have the ability to follow me tomorrow, and the good choices I make today have the ability to follow me tomorrow, right? And so that's really the way we want to go into college, with that sort of a mindset, with that sort of a mantra.
Is it possible, when you're in school, and even if you're able to pay for it as you go and all of that, to also learn how to save money at the same time?
Absolutely. Saving is such a big component. You know, we say all the time, there's 3 things you can do with money. You can give it, save it, and spend it. And you really need to be doing all 3 of those things for you to really enjoy the benefits and understand the fullness of what money's here to do. Money is a tool. I say it all the time. It's completely amoral. It is just a tool that is out there available in life, but it will make you more of who you already are. So if you're a person with good integrity, with good character, and you use your money, you'll give it, save it, and spend it in integral ways. But if you're a person who's not, you know, that's what money shows up in your, that's the way money will show up in your life. So if you can learn early on that this is something that is a very powerful yet very, you know, amoral tool, that is going to serve you very, very well in life.
Before we wrap up, if somebody, a young person, in maybe already in college or headed that direction, is already accumulating debt, how do you move forward with the rest of your life and your education, but also dig yourself out of debt at the same time?
Such a great question. I say all the time, you can't solve a problem while simultaneously creating it, right? So if you're in college now and you feel yourself pulling out student loans and you start to feel the weight of that and go, man, I don't like the feeling of it. If you want to solve a problem, you have to stop it. You have to cut it off at the source. And so I tell people all the time, one of the best decisions you can make today is simply to say, I'm not borrowing money anymore. If you can just draw that line in the sand and say, hey, I know I made those mistakes before, but today it stops. And from this point on, I'm going to figure out a way forward, even if that means going slower, that I can pay for this in cash. That is such an important step to just stop the bleeding, right? The milk is spilt, but we don't have to go in and get another gallon and dump that one on the floor too, right? We can stop it. We can stop the madness today. So if you can just stop borrowing money, that's so, so important. And then later on, we can figure out after you graduate how to pay off the student loans that you do have.
Great advice. Jade Warshaw, author of Five Mistakes You Can't Afford to Make in College, one of the Ramsey personalities you hear weeknights at 5:30 here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Jade, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
8:41 at the Morning Report.